Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready to go?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is sports.
And our title is Hockey Time. Hockey Time. So what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, Susie asked Alex to help her with a report. Alex is learning a lot about hockey, and Rob told us a lot about the sport, too.
Yeah, and we will talk more about this today. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
Susie and Alex interviewed some players at the tournament. One player scored 4 goals. They talked to him and a goalie. The goalie was good at keeping the puck out of the net. Alex knows a lot about hockey now. He talks like a hockey fan. Maybe he will try to play hockey, but he must learn to skate first.
The youth tournament has happened, and Susie and Alex finished their report. I think that Alex really enjoyed it.
Yes, I think so too. Before, he didn't know anything about hockey. I think that ice hockey is mostly played in North America.
Well, that makes sense. It is much colder there. People can play in the winter outside, and it is more part of their culture.
Yes, cold weather places seem to like hockey a lot more. Although there are places to skate indoors.
That's right. Well, now it's time to learn our keywords for the day. Here's Christina.
Hello, Susie 和 Alex 到曲棍球比赛现场去做采访。动词访问或采访就是 interview。They interviewed some players. 他们访问了一位全场独得四分的球员。得分可以用动词 score. He scored 4 goals. 他们还访问了守门员 goalie. They also talked to the goalie. Susie 觉得这个守门员真的很优秀，他尽一切努力让球进不了球门网。球门网就是 net. Keep the puck out of the net. Alex 本来对曲棍球是一窍不通的，经过了这次采访，他现在可以说是曲棍球迷了。Rob 说他如果想打曲棍球的话，必须先学会溜冰。溜冰就是 skate. He has to learn to skate.
That was a great game. Who should we talk to first?
Let's talk to the Somerville Sharks. Let's interview the player that scored 4 of their goals.
Right.Do you know who it was?
Jack Moser, I think. We should also talk to the Sharks' goalie. He played really well, too.
Yes, he was really good at keeping the puck out of the net.
A game just finished at the hockey tournament. Remember, a tournament is when many teams play each other.
Alex and Susie are doing their report. Who should they talk to first?
Well, Alex says, let's talk to the Somerville Sharks. This is the name of the team. Many teams choose an animal for their team. But what is a Somerville?
Well, it's not a Somerville. Marie, it's a place. Somerville is the name of the town. So it is describing where this team is from.So they are the Sharks, the Somerville Sharks.
Well, that's a great name. Most team names are like this, right?
Yeah. The teams from my town are the Denver Broncos, the Denver Nuggets, the Colorado Rockies, and our ice hockey team is called the Colorado Avalanche.
Wow, you guys have many teams.
Yes.And my ice hockey team is very good. They have been the champions a few times. This means they won the Stanley Cup.
Oh, the Stanley Cup. Is that the tournament at the end of the year?
Yes, It is the championship for all the best teams. I've been to some of the games, too. It's very exciting, especially when someone scores.
I bet. Well, Alex and Susie want to talk to one player that scored 4 goals. And I want to hear from the teacher that teaches us our grammar sentence. Here she is. Here's Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Wow, you're all so excited. I wonder why. Of course, it's grammar point time. Well, here it goes. Let's talk to the noun that something. Okay, let's look at a few examples. First, let's talk to the student that got the best grade. Or let's talk to the people that saw the movie. Are you ready yet? Then it's time for you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So we can practice by describing someone this way. Who is the happy student?
Well, the student that scored well on the test. Who is the happy boy?
The boy that got a new puppy.
So do we know who the player was? The one who scored the 4 goals?
Our friends think it was Jack Moser. But Alex thinks they should also talk to the Sharks goalie. He played really well, too.
What is a goalie?
Oh, well, the goalie is very important. This is the player that stands in front of the goal. And their job is to keep the hockey puck out of the net.
Oh, so they have a really big job. Well, this goalie was really good at keeping the puck out of the net. Here's Christina to tell us more about this sentence.
Susie 很欣赏这位守门员，她说 he was really good at keeping the puck out of the net. 他真的很擅长把球挡在球门网外面。从这个句子里我们可以学到两个句型，第一个是 be good at doing something, 很擅长做某件事。比如说 she is good at making cupcakes, 她很会做杯子蛋糕，或是 he is very good at taking pictures,他很会拍照。第二个句型是 keep A out of B, 不让 A 到 B 里面，或是让 A 远离 B。比如 I try to keep him out of my kitchen, 我试着让他离我的厨房远一点。或者 Can you keep him out of trouble? 你可以让他别惹麻烦吗？这些都是 keep A out of B 的用法。
So the goalie keeps the puck out of the net. They really do have a very big job. Peter, what position do you play in hockey?
Well, I never played hockey, but I played on the defense. I didn't play the goalie's position, though. That's a lot of hard work, and you can get hurt easily. Well, friends, it's time for us to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away. Wow, well, we're talking about hockey today, and we have a goalie playing hockey right now.
Yeah, and it looks like one of the players is trying to get that puck into the net.
That's right. So we can see that the hockey players are wearing a lot of equipment because the puck travels really fast and you can get hurt pretty easily. Well, we have one last conversation. Let's learn what happens next. Here we go.
Did you see Alex and Susie's interview?
Yes, they did a good job.
Alex knows a lot about ice hockey.
He didn't know anything a few days ago.
Really? He talks just like a hockey fan now.
I think he is a hockey fan now. He really enjoyed the tournament.
Maybe he'll start playing ice hockey.
First,
He has to learn to skate.
Taylor and Rob are having a conversation about Alex and Susie's interviews.
Yes, they interviewed some hockey players.
Hey, I want to interview you right now.
Oh, really? Okay, go ahead.
So, how old are you? Wait, I don't ask that question. Where are you from?
I am from the state of New Jersey.
And what is your job?
I am an English teacher.
Very good. See, this is what an interview is. It's when you get information from someone. You can ask them about a topic or ask about that person themselves.
Yeah. We watch many interviews on the news every night. We like to hear about things from people who were there and what they did and the things that they saw.
Alex and Susie did a good job.
Yes, they did a good job, and we did a good job.
We did a good job? Why?
We did a good job because we just used today's
calendar phrase.
They did a good job.
They did a good job.
他们表现得很好。
That was a great game.
Yes, our team played really well.
They did a good job.
They scored a lot of goals.
They did a good job.
Hooray for our team.
They did a good job. But not good enough.
We lost the game.
They did a good job.
They did a good job.
他们表现得很好。
Good job, everyone. So Taylor is really impressed with Alex. He knows a lot about hockey.
Wait, Alex? Our Alex? A few days ago, he didn't know anything about hockey. And today, Taylor is saying he knows a lot?
Yes, I guess he really enjoys learning about hockey. He must have started watching it, too.
Yeah, he must have. Taylor says he talks just like a hockey fan now. Hey, Christina, can you please tell us some more about the sentence?
Taylor 觉得现在 Alex 讲起话就像曲棍球迷一样。He talks just like a hockey fan now. 句子里的 like 是介系词像什么的意思，而 just 增强了语气。Just like 表示就像是。你如果学会这个表达方式，在实际生活中一定用得上。She sings just like a professional singer. 她唱歌唱的就像职业歌手一样。He plays just like a kid. 他玩的就像小孩一样。You talk just like my mom. 你说话就像我妈妈一样。有意思吧？如果能够在日常生活中灵活的使用另外一种语言，其实也是一种乐趣。所以希望你也能够享受这种乐趣哦。
Thanks, Christina. Hey, I think we can have some fun with this sentence.I run like a cheetah.
Oh, well, I fly like a bird. I eat like an elephant.
Oh, I agree with that last one.
Hey, that was just practice, Peter.
Okay, sorry. Well, Alex not only talks like a hockey fan, I think he is a hockey fan now. See how we use the words like and is?
Like a hockey fan. That means he is similar to one. But now he actually is one. That's what our friends are trying to say.
Maybe he'll start playing ice hockey.
Well, first he has to learn how to skate. You know, when you first learn how to skate, it's not going to be easy at all. He will probably end up falling a few times.
That's right. I remember learning how to skate on the ice. One foot would go this way while the other foot would go that way.
Yeah, it looks easy to do, but it really is not.
Well, once you get used to it, you can start to move faster and faster, but then it's hard to stop.
Yeah, when you skate for the first time, you must be very careful. All right, friends, well, now it's time to review those keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Interview. Interview. Who will you interview on the TV show?
Score. Score. Jim scored 10 points in the game.
Goalie. Goalie. The goalie was hit by the ball.
Net. Net. Don't hit the ball into the net.
Skate. Skate. Sam skated very fast on the ice. Okay, friends, make sure to keep practicing. And now let's take a look back at those conversations one more time.
That was a great game. Who should we talk to first?
Let's talk to the Somerville Sharks. Let's interview the player that scored 4 of their goals.
Right. Do you know who it was?
Jack Moser, I think. We should also talk to the Sharks goalie. He played really well, too.
Yes, he was really good at keeping the puck out of the net.
Did you see Alex and Susie's interview?
Yes, they did a good job.
Alex knows a lot about ice hockey.
He didn't know anything a few days ago.
Really? He talks just like a hockey fan now.
I think he is a hockey fan now. He really enjoyed the tournament.
Maybe he'll start playing ice hockey.
First,
he has to learn to skate.
Today, we are learning all about hockey. Hockey is a very exciting sport, and I'm glad to know more about it. Let's take a look at this photo behind us. It looks like a hockey rink, right?
But it is, yes.
I don't understand it.
Okay, well, do you see these red and blue lines?
Oh, yeah.
They are actually colored onto the ice itself. The hockey players play on this. One half is for one team and one half is for the other team. Now, there are, let's see, right here, this is a goal. This is where the goal would be for one team. And we have a blue circle in the middle. That's where the players start the game.
Wow, it seems like hockey is a lot of a... It's kind of...
Confusing, right? It is. Well, and these circles are for penalties and when they start the play of the game, depending on which side they are on. Let's take a look at a simple picture again. These two are playing hockey. Remember this photo?
I do remember this photo.
Well, we have one player who wants to shoot the puck into the goal. Remember, that little black thing is the puck. And they are holding hockey sticks. And the person in front of the net is called the goalie.
That's right. And the goalie won't try to get the puck into the net.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we need to go to Jungle Chit Chat. See you after this.
Oh, my head hurts.
Oh, no, Ginger. What happened?
I wanted to play ice hockey.
Ginger, you can't play hockey. You can't skate.
The player said the same thing. They wouldn't let me play.
So how did you get hurt?
Well...
Did you get hit with a hockey puck?
No.
Did you get hit with a hockey stick?
No.
Did you fall on the ice?
No.
So what happened?
During the game, I had a snack.
And?
And later, I slipped on the banana peel.
And fell and hurt your head?
Yes, you were right. Hockey is dangerous.
Ginger.
Stop laughing.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about hockey. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Mr. Stanley Cup.
Glad to be here, Rob.
Stanley, you are a hockey player.
That's right, Rob. I play in the NHL, the National Hockey League.
Great, then you're the perfect person to answer our question. Today's question comes from Zachary Davis of Calgary, Canada. Zachary writes, many people in my city play ice hockey. I go watch the games sometimes. Ice hockey seems dangerous. How do the players keep safe during the game?
That is a great question, Zachary. You are right. Ice hockey can be a dangerous sport.
I heard the puck can travel over 90 miles an hour.
That's right. So if a puck hits you, it can really hurt.
So how do players keep safe during the game?
Well, hockey players wear a lot of equipment to keep them safe.
Like what?
Well, let's start from the top of the body. To protect our heads, we wear helmets. We also put a mouth guard in our mouth to protect our teeth.
Those sound very important.
They are. Many people also wear a neck guard to keep their neck safe in case they get hit.
Oh yes, if you hurt your neck, that can be very bad.
Next, over our bodies we wear shoulder pads, elbow pads, and hockey pants. These have extra cushions that will protect our bodies.
What about for your legs?
Over our legs, we wear shin pads.
Ice hockey rinks can be cold. What do you wear to stay warm?
Well, we wear socks and gloves, but mostly as we move around, our body will get warm.
And, of course, you need to have skates, right?
That's right. You can't play ice hockey without skates.
Well, thanks for teaching us about hockey, Stanley. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun to talk about this special winter sport. Now, Marie, this was all new to you. What was something that you learned during this lesson?
Well, I think I learned a lot today, but one thing I will always remember is that the goalie has a very big job to do. He can't let that puck into the net, or the other team will score, and they don't want that.
That's right, and they are wearing a lot of equipment. They might be playing on the ice, but it is really hot when you wear all those clothing and equipment. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.